listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. As students head back to class for Term 2, a new model for school discipline will see old school rules taught, like how to enter the classroom quietly, sit and listen. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says it'll give teachers the skills needed to control the room.
This is about providing teachers with the skills that they can use, the practical steps to make sure that where disruptive behaviour happens, they can put it to an end.
Tassie Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says it's on every one of us to come together and act decisively to end violence against women. He's taken to social media this morning to confirm he's looking forward to putting politics aside and playing his part at National Cabinet on Wednesday. The Tassie government is meantime promising better access to government services online through its new digital portal, My Service TAS. It'll come online tomorrow, offering a one-stop shop to things like vehicle regos, driver's licences, checking demerit points and more. Less than a week until Legislative Council elections, with former Greens leader Cassie O'Connor putting the housing crisis and climate action at the top of the priority list.
We can have both Houses of Parliament finally doing the right thing and enacting real donations and electoral reform.
She'll take on Hobart Councillor John Kelly, Community Advocate Charlie Burton and former Tasmanian of the Year John Kamara for the Upper House seat of Hobart. And health experts are alarmed at reports of a growing number of Aussie teenagers turning to black market steroids to bulk up, with the trend catching on with both young males and females. To sport now, and Isaac Heaney did his Brownlow chances no harm with another best-on-ground performance in Sydney's 76-point win over Hawthorn. Hawks coach Sam Mitchell says they were simply outplayed.
We were taught a lesson. They're a very good side. They're in the top couple of teams in the competition.
And in the NBL 1, the Hobart Chargers men are down to 10th after a loss to Ballarat, while the women are up to 10th after a win.